The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends. This is Friday. It's September the 6th, and we've got one guest today, but boy, what a special guest he is. Hank Waters, Columbia Daily Tribune. Good to have you here, Hank.
How you doing, Paul?
Yeah. You know, I'd wanted to have you on here for some time, but when I read your column, which I read your column every day, when I read the birthday column, I laughed so hard at so many of the comments you had in there on your birthday column. I thought, I got to have this guy on Radio Friends. And I called you, but you don't take calls.
Well, so I do if you can worm your way into the phone.
Yeah, you don't. I sent you an email and you got back to me and you said you'd come on. You said, what do you want to talk about? Well, I just wanted to talk about your 150 years in the newspaper business.
You know, I always have to make that caveat that people know our family's been in the newspaper business for over 100 years.
Yeah, that's pretty.
And I have to quickly say, I've not been there the whole time.
Oh, okay. But you've been there a long time.
I've been there a while. I started actually working really other than newspaper carrier boy in 1948.
So you've been in the newspaper business since 1948. Carrying, delivering for the Tribune.
Well, no, before that, 1941 as a carrier.
As a carrier.
And then 48 as an advertising salesman.
Yeah.
And then I laid out 1 year and finished school, kind of. And then I went back to work. Became publisher in 1966.
Yeah, and now you are publisher emeritus. What does that mean, publisher emeritus?
Wait till you become an emeritus something. And you'll know. You'll understand that sinking feeling when you're... Title is one of those E words, like expunged and evicted.
I don't think you were evicted. You're still writing that column every day. And Irene Haskins, God rest her soul, she would always go on about the fact, I don't know how Hank writes a column every day. I have a hard time getting one column out a week. How do you write a column every single day?
Well, one of the secrets is no research.
No research at all.
No research and just kind of foolishness, daily foolishness. You sit down and start writing, and at the end of a certain number of words, it's not that precise, it's done. And I send it to the people downtown at the office, and they, of course, have no option. They have to run it.
They've got to run it. Uh-huh. They're not going to say, hey, Hank, why don't you shorten this up a little bit, or maybe this isn't the right subject. They're going to run it.
I tell you, I do have a very diligent group of second guessers, mm-hmm. and they catch mistakes, and that's good, because if I call you George or something, they'd probably catch that. Mm-hmm. And those kind of things should be fixed. They don't try to fix my whether I make sense or not. They can't correct that.
Well, I think you make sense most of the time. But you got to have a pretty thick skin, kind of like, the president, because I read some nasty comments about you from time to time in Trip Talk. Does that bother you?
No. That's all part of the game. Yeah. If they didn't care, I'd really be in trouble, wouldn't I?
Yeah, yeah.
If my publisher, who is now Vicki Russell, my wife,
yeah.
If she discovered that nobody gave a hoot what I wrote, then she might fire me.
Well, I don't think she's going to do that.
She won't, because I work cheap. But that's what Irene said she used to do too,
Yeah,
she said she never got any money.
But how do you – now, seriously, how do you come up with the ideas every day? I mean, every day you've got to write a column.
Well, it's out of the news mostly. I read several papers, of course, starting with the Tribune. I need to know what's in the Tribune. And I read the Missourian every day, and I read some city papers, and I read some magazines, and people send me things, and there's events of the day mm-hmm. in the recent past, and there's always something to write about.
Newspapers have gone through a big change. Mm-hmm. We're fortunate here in Columbia. The Tribune, family-owned. And then there's the Missourian. Where do you see newspapers going 10 years from now?
Well, it's hard to know. You know, there's kind of a reverse trend now. Some of the big companies have sold papers, like the Washington Post as an example, and they've sold papers. Warren Buffett bought the Omaha papers, and they're being acquired by sometimes by local people and sometimes, in any event, by people who have some resources and seem to like the idea of news. Most of the people that are doing it, you don't see blatant attempts to be a power monger, for instance, and elect a president and things like that that used to be the case. And I think people like Warren Buffett really want to see a good newspaper in Omaha. Mm-hmm. That's his hometown. Jeff Bezos, the Amazon guy, I don't know what he's thinking, but he seems to be intrigued with the idea of making the paper last and maybe making it better, hopefully making it better.
Yeah.
I'm kind of intrigued with the arrival of Al Jazeera, the television.
Yeah, yeah.
And that seems to be just a blatant attempt to do good news.
To do news and not so much fluff as what we're seeing
and
now.
And spend whatever it takes to get an audience built up, and I hope they can do that.
Yeah. But there still is a connotation with Al Jazeera that it is attached to the wrong side.
I know, but I don't think there's as much evidence of that by watching it as we used to think. Is there?
Yeah.
Do you see it very often?
Well, I have not seen Al Jazeera at all.
But I think it's a serious news medium. And, of course, it's based in Qatar or Qatar. Mm-hmm. How do you pronounce that?
Qatar. I think it's pronounced Qatar. I was calling it Qatar until our director, Travis McMillan, went and corrected me on that.
Well, the hell with McMillan. Let's call it Qatar.
Okay. All right. But, Hank, what do you see as far as locally with the Tribune? Are we going to see more digital? Or do you feel that the newspaper, which I love, to be able to hold it in my hand and read it. Is that here to stay, or will that disappear?
I think it is. We've discovered that people want local news. That's our franchise, and there's an audience or a market for that. And we still have many more people that want the newspaper in tactile form.
Yeah, that's what I want.
The print paper. And it's, of course, inefficient, and you have to carry it around and give it to people and all those things that are against
it. Yeah, but there's something about walking out your driveway and picking up a newspaper that's wrapped up. Sometimes it's wet, but it's okay. It's a newspaper.
And when you read something, you can see the thing, and you know how big it is. And, you know, there have been some studies of students that were given digital textbooks and print textbooks.
And they did better with the print, didn't they?
And the studies are that they like the print just as well.
Hey, Hank, we're out of time. We could go on and talk for another hour with you.
Well, you promised me 2 hours.
Oh, I did. There's the music. We're out of time. Hank Waters, thank you so much for coming back. Publisher emeritus at the Tribune.
Thank you, Paul. Look for his
column every day in the Columbia Daily Tribune. Pleasure having
you
here.
Man.
All right. We're out of time for today. Bill Wickersham going to be on Monday. We talk about UFOs. Our program directed by Travis McMillan. Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Rachel Gangware, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouse. Bye-bye.